escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Be Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan. I am fired up to get to the Rude Guest Hotline and welcome in Mr. Kevin Clark from ESPN. This Is Football is the show and the podcast. You can watch it on TV. You can watch it on YouTube. Rolling. You can listen wherever you get your pods. Kevin, what's up, dude? Thanks for making time for us.
I'm happy to be talking about a Terry McLaurin deal and not a hold-in today. I'm excited to be with you guys.
Dude, it's... I tell you what, it makes 4 hours of radio go real quick when Terry finally signs.
It's true.
What was your reaction when you saw the news?
I'm so happy. I mean, this happens all the time where you kind of wish you get a time machine and go back 3 weeks because, you know, JP, I saw you in training camp a couple weeks ago. I talked to Jaden Daniels, and we talked about the deep ball, and that was the one element, even though we saw it at LSU to a historic degree, that felt like they left meat on the bone with last year. And I said, how does that manifest itself this year? And he said, well, listen, he got to a point at LSU where he had two receivers, we know who they are, obviously, Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas Jr., where they knew if it was man coverage that they were going to win, and then they were going to get open, and they knew exactly how to do that. So how does that happen at the NFL level? And he said, reps, time on task. And when I heard that, it gave me a little bit of a pit in my stomach because I'm thinking, man, he could do that with Terry right now, and it's just not happening right now. And that's business. I'm never, you know, if both sides need to bridge that gap and get to the $32 million, whatever it was that just got signed today. But you wish you had a year or two of full training camp. But, you know, don't let good be the enemy of great. You're going to have them for all 17 games. You're going to have them for the playoffs. This is obviously holding in. I think he's probably going to be a little more engaged if he was holding out. I think this is a home run for everybody, and I'm glad it's happening.
Absolutely. How big a deal you think is it? Look, you out there at camp, you said, and you saw Terry last year. You watched this guy in his career already. How much better can this offense be with him in it?
It can be amazing. And to me, guys, the biggest thing with Jaden is let's assume that his biggest comp as far as early success was C.J. Stroud. Well, C.J. Stroud had a sophomore slump. And the reason is because they didn't address the offensive line. And then all of a sudden, the Commanders go out and they not only get Laremy Tunsil, but they get Josh Connerly in the first round, which is what Cliff Kingsbury asked Adam Peters to do on a post-it note or whatever, according to the lore there. So there's not going to be that. There's going to be a floor in the offensive line. There's going to be Jaden's work ethic, which you guys are around Dan Quinn. Mm-hmm. Talks about it all the time, where they'll be coming in and looking at, you know, the it'll be darkness and all the coaches will be coming in. Jaden Daniels coming off the field because he's already been there for an hour. So there's that part of it. And then there's the chemistry with the receivers, which we're already seeing in motion. And so, yeah, the sky is the limit here. There's a reason I was on TV a couple weeks ago and I put Jaden Daniels, to me, on a tier with the greats, with Joe Burrow, with Lamar Jackson, with Josh Allen, because the way I viewed it was, Mahomes is on his own tier, but then I think those guys, the guys I just mentioned, prop up a championship window wherever they go. I know that because we just saw it with Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels, my test is, would Jaden Daniels open a championship window in Cleveland? I believe he would. Would he open up a championship window in Jacksonville? I believe he would. And now we're seeing it with the Commanders, and you add in those personnel changes. I love it.
Talking with Kevin Clark here from ESPN. Check out This Is Football on TV or on YouTube. Dude, I tend to agree with you. I did a San Francisco radio hit the other day after the B-Rob trade, and at the end they asked me about Purdy. I said, I like Purdy, and they're like, well, what team do you think is better? And I said, Washington's now in a different conversation because of the quarterback. And when you have that level of quarterback, it changes significantly. One thing you do a really good job is kind of breaking down offensive strategy. I think Kingsbury is really, really great at it. Specifically, how do you think it's going to look with Terry and Debo? Because I think those two could complement each other in a significant way.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not going to be skeptical, broadly speaking, of Debo, because they needed to go out and they get a big swing, and I think he can do a lot of things. The one thing Debo is not doing anymore is forcing missed tackles. He hasn't done that the last couple of years. If you just look at some of the PFF data, it hasn't been particularly good. Yards after catch per reception has gone down, I think, 2 yards on average. But I think he can still move with the ball in his hands. It's something maybe he needs to get healthier. Maybe it's just Jaden putting him in a better position there than what was going on in San Francisco. So I think to have credibility at receiver is a good thing. I'm not going to, you know, it's not like he's making $40 million a year. It's not like they're going to sign him to some huge extension. I think that it's a good move. I don't think either necessarily help with what I don't think Debo helps with the deep ball thing. Okay. I think Terry can. But I think that you can just kind of stretch the field horizontally and vertically. I think that's the most important thing. If you have Debo Samuel, in theory, you can stretch the field horizontally. And I think that's the most important thing that I want to see. I just want to see a healthy Debo get back to, I mean, he was wrecking guys in 2021, mm-hmm. absolutely wrecking them. And I don't think that's totally gone away. So I'm in on the acquisition and I'm in the offense.
I think that was part of the problem because Kyle used him a lot inside the tackles. I believe Cliff would use him more outside the tackles where he has that advantage over those smaller defensive backs.
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. It's a matchup thing, right? Like, if you're going against defensive tackles, you're going to get hit, and Debo Samuel's not going to have that size advantage. If you're going against one thing that was interesting to me, I had Debo Samuel on a couple of years ago on my show, actually I had him on last year, but I think of a conversation I had a couple of years ago with him where, you know, he really does embrace the process. And to me, he told me a story about how he wore a dark face mask his rookie year with the Niners because he was so mad at Kyle Shanahan every day that he would literally curse him out and he didn't want Kyle to see it. So he'd wear a face mask over his, over his helmet. Right. And I thought that was so funny, but the reason he told that was that they really did. They worked at it, and they got to see where each other was coming from. And so I think what you're going to see here is, obviously he's a different guy, he's not a rookie anymore, but what you're going to see here, guys, is you're going to see, I think, Debo and Cliff work together to find the scheme that works for him and find, hey, what do the touches out of the backfield look like? What does the screen game look like? What does the downfield game look like? I think Cliff has been very, very adaptable, more adaptable than I thought he was going to be. I was not extremely high on the Cliff hire this time last year. Now I am. I think they went out and they did a lot of the things Jaden did well at LSU. Not everything, because he could still, as I said, stretch the field a little bit more, some of those slot seams and stuff like that. But, man, I've been hugely impressed with Cliff, and I think that giving him another tool in the toolbox in Debo and now Terry is going to be really important.
Talking with Kevin Clark from ESPN. You can follow all his work at By Kevin Clark. Check out This Is Football from Omaha Productions on ESPN2 or on YouTube. As exciting as the Terry news is here, you've, I believe, been to every training camp, if not damn near most of them.
I think like 12.
But didn't you drive the whole country?
Yes. No, well, yes. If you're a fan of a bad team, cover your ears. So I do all through the Midwest and stuff. I never take a flight. But this year, because I had a camera crew and we're doing more intentional, I skipped some of the worst teams. So love you, Cleveland. I skipped Cleveland. A couple places like that where there just wasn't like, you know, what's going on in New England? Do I really need to go to New England? But it's I did the contenders. I did the Commanders. I did Buffalo. I did Detroit, Green Bay, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, places like that. So yeah, it was more intentional. I didn't go. I laugh all the time about this, but like I used to do 21 teams or 20 teams in 21 days. That was wow. My record. And what would happen, guys, is you'd get to like Indianapolis, you'd be like, what's there even to talk about? You're going to teams for the sake of going to teams. And I've dialed that back a little bit, and now it's like more intentional. Go to Commanders, get Jaden and Bobby Wagner and Dan Quinn, and let's go. So I saw a lot of the league, but I did skip a few teams this year.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I don't blame you. You don't need to go to Cleveland, dude. What?
Not if you don't have to.
What surprised you in your travels?
What surprised me in my travels? Well, let's see. I think the Packers are going to be really good. I know that the Commanders fans don't want to hear another NFC contender, but I think that Jordan Love, the biggest thing with Jordan Love last year was he was hurt, and that eliminated the possibility of his legs taking over, which I think is always last resort for anybody who's a decent athlete at quarterback. I think that his legs were built into a playbook. They didn't have that really at all last year in any meaningful way. So you add Jordan Love healthy with Matthew Golden, who can actually catch the freaking football, unlike every other Packer receiver last year. And I think you're looking at a real deal NFC contender, probably on the same wavelength as the Commander. So I think that's part of it. You know, it was interesting to see the vibe in Cincy. I saw them in Philadelphia for the preseason game. I spent some time with them, just listening to them and talking to them a little bit. It just feels like they're trying everything, guys, to start fast. And I don't think they know even if there's a formula to that. But it was funny just hearing what Zach Taylor was talking about. He was saying, you know, one of the reasons he wanted his guys, wanted Joe Burrow to play in preseason was because he wanted the threat of Joe Burrow getting hit, because you know you're not going to get hit in training camp. So you're going to go out there and you're going to at least throw a couple passes where you might – get hit if you hold onto the ball too long. You might get hit if you don't pick up XYZ blitzer, right? And so I was interested to see, I don't think it's desperation necessarily. I think they're just trying everything. And I think they're one of the biggest X factors in the sport, because if they're just average on defense, they can win the Super Bowl. And Al Golden is there. They've got some personnel issues. They got to get Trey Henderson in camp. You know, the Commanders took care of business with their contract thing. The Bengals need to do the same. So I'm looking at a team like that where I'm saying, hey, can this team have the 15th, 16th best defense in football? Because if they do, they might win the Super Bowl.
I mean, when we saw them, just Burrow's ability and then those receivers, that Bengals team is crazy.
They're good.
With Philly, I find it really interesting to see how that team, which can be volatile, right? Like, they got hot and everything was great, but, like, they had stuff pop up all year. Like, the A.J. Brown on the sideline with a book, reading a book, that was, like, November. You know what I mean? Do you, what kind of position do you think Philly is in to try to run it back?
So, and there's an even bigger X factor you didn't mention, which was that everybody in Detroit got hurt.
Yeah.
What happens?
Great point.
If everybody in Detroit, I mean, they had so many injuries last year. And by the way, in some defensive metrics, they got better as the season went on, even after the injuries. So it wasn't even about, oh, they lost three or four guys. It was they lost like 12 guys. You know, like I think they could have weathered the storm and made the Super Bowl with three or four guys out. Aiden Hutchinson coming back. Again, you're talking about an X factor. You know, he was leading the NFL in pressures in like, you know, 5 weeks after he got hurt. And so I think that's the biggest thing is what happens in a I think the world of the Eagles, don't get me wrong. I think the world of the Eagles and Howie Roseman that roster. But what happens in a more well-rounded NFC where if Matthew Stafford is healthy, you take another step forward with the Rams front seven, Devontae Adams on that team, all of a sudden the Rams are a contender. The Packers, as I mentioned, Jordan Love is healthy again. They've got Matthew Golden, the defense taking a step forward. What happens there? The Commanders already mentioned it with the offensive line, getting Terry McLaurin, and then whatever happens on defense now, new cornerback, year two of Dan Quinn's system. I just think there's possibilities there, okay? And so I don't think it's necessarily about the Eagles, and people have asked me, oh, they're replacing guys in the secondary. Don't ever doubt the Eagles' ability to build a roster. I think it's more of, it was pretty light last January in the NFC, frankly, okay, because of some of those injuries and how it all piled up and some of the contenders not really rounding into form. I don't know what it's going to be like this time. So I think instead of having the Eagles be number one and everybody else being number two, three, four, five, you're going to see more 1A, 1B, 1C, 1D by the time January rolls around.
Well, I know in the East, NFC East, the Eagles have been good, Cowboys have been good, but none of them have won in back-to-back. So somebody else supposed to win it this year.
Yeah.
Based off how history has gone.
Yeah, no. I know. I'm still picking the Eagles. I'm picking the Commanders to make the playoffs and be really, really good. And I'm picking the Cowboys to finish third. Although the Giants, you know, it's funny. I've been hand waving the Giants all off season, and I still kind of am because I just dismiss preseason performances. But hey, they got something to be excited about with Jackson Dart. So it'll be interesting to see. I don't think it's going to be like the AFC West where there's literally no easy outs. But it's going to be pretty competitive, and that hasn't always been the case the last few years.
Just quickly on the Rams, I think that Rams team gave Philly their biggest punch in the playoffs run last year, and I think there's a lot of excitement, especially you had Devontae Adams with Puka. But the Stafford back thing seems a little weird. What are you hearing from L.A.?
I picked them to make the Super Bowl all offseason, and then Matthew Stafford's in this weird Airstream back cryogenic chamber, and they're being cagey, and I just saw a tweet that he's doing 11-on-11s, but, like, who knows what that even means? This is brutal. I mean, I don't know what to do as far as me picking this team because their roster is so good. We know how good Sean McVay is, but I was surprised to learn the other day they had Braden Fisk and Jared Verse had the rookie record for pressures by a rookie duo in the first year. And the record they broke was from the Rams rookie duo the year before. So they've got a nasty front seven. Let's see, the GM told me they spent five top 100 picks replacing Aaron Donald, and they've almost done it. You can't replace him in one guy, but you can in the front seven. And I think the world of them, but if Jimmy Garoppolo is their guy, write them off. Truly, write them off. And so that, to me, is a huge, huge X factor. I'm worried about it. I'm still picking the Rams to do good things. But, boy, every year that goes by with the weird update, I get more worried.
And on the AFC side, hard to get much past KC, Buffalo, Baltimore. Bengals, obviously, are there. But, I mean, heck, granted, it was a preseason game, and we're watching third and fourth stringers. But the Ravens' depth looks pretty damn good. You get Lamar out on the field. What do you think for the AFC, kind of the way it'll shape out?
You know, I'm a big golf fan, as are you, I think. And I look at it like some of these majors, right? Now, Scotty Scheffler has ruined this analogy, but I've looked at this for the past 5 years. There's so many guys who should win every week, right? Like Colin Morikawa, make a couple putts, you should win. John Rahm, make a couple putts, you should win. Bryson DeChambeau, formerly Brooks Koepka. There were like eight guys every single week who should have won every single week if they just could howl at the putter, right? That's kind of how I view the AFC. where there's a bunch of teams that should win the Super Bowl on paper, right? Obviously the Chiefs, but even I'm picking the Ravens this year almost by luck, right? Almost by just, I feel like it's their turn. But the Bills could do it. In theory, even though they don't have the quarterback, the Broncos could do it. The Broncos have a stacked roster, and I don't think they get nearly the credit they deserve. The Chargers have some weird vibes around them, especially with the Najee Harris injury, but I do believe they're going to be a contender. I think that is as deep a conference as I've seen in a long, long time. I'm picking the Ravens, but I don't feel that good about it. I just feel like there's just so many teams that are legitimately stacked. I just feel like the Ravens are slightly more stacked than anybody else.
Yeah, the Ravens have just depth, and you brought up the golf there. Last thing for me, how happy were you for Fleetwood yesterday?
I'd be a lot happier if he'd won at the Travelers and I could have won my bet and gotten a new bag of clubs, but let's put that aside. I'm happy for him. I just feel like it had gotten almost spooky, right? Like, you can't just keep choking over and over and over again. At some point, you feel bad for the guy. And so I'm just glad that storyline's out of there. And it was good to see. It was good to see on a big spot. And also, he played so well this year that I don't think that he's an unworthy FedEx Cup champion or tour champion, whatever you want to call it. I think he deserves it. I just want to see him play poorly in the Ryder Cup in a couple weeks.
I want the same. Funny. Golf's become like weirdly nationalistic, where I was watching at like a family party and people were like, oh, you got to root for the American. I was like, listen, in a couple of weeks at Bethpage, I'll be rooting for the Americans.
In the regular tournament, I want to root for.
This isn't the Olympics. Kevin, thank you for making time, brother. Really appreciate you coming on.
Anytime, guys.
All right,
man.
Great. Kevin Clark. Give him a follow at By Kevin Clark. Check out This Is Football. This is B. Mitch and Finley. We're coming right back.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.